From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Today we take a trip to Spain for the annual World Music Expo, or WOMEX.
Okay, WOMEX is an annual gathering of musicians, concert presenters, and cool music writers like our colleague Anastasia Siulcas, who came back from Spain, the site of this year's WOMEX, with a stack of Latin music CDs to share with us. Anastasia, welcome.
Felix, Jasmine, I am so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, before we start talking about the event and all the bands that you saw, tell us what we're starting with today.
So we're starting out with a band I loved from Colombia named Tribu Bajaro, and this is their tune El Besito, and they brought this incredible party energy to their showcase. They play this Afro-Caribbean style called champeta, and you can really hear it. Obviously, it's dance music. You move to it, but they drop in a ton of direct African influences. There's that Congolese rumba-style guitar we're hearing, and they really have made it a mission to bring out the relationship between African music and Latin dance music.
Anastasia, for how long have you been going to WOMEX?
Well, WOMEX just celebrated its 20th anniversary this season, and I think I've been 6 or 7 times now. It's this traveling thing. It moves to a different European city almost every year, and it is showcases and panel discussions and film screenings and meetings and schmoozing. So I've been now, I think, 6 times. Oh my gosh, goodness, it's the 3rd time I've been in Spain, but the 1st time in the northwestern city of Santiago de Compostela, way, way up in the northwest of the country.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
You're right.
It was amazing. It's this incredible place. I don't know if either of you have been up there.
Never.
It is this super green, lush landscape. They are incredibly proud of having a Celtic heritage, and you feel like you have been dropped into this fairy tale wonderland of, you know, moss and ferns and waterfalls, and it's just spectacular. And, you know, the language Galegan is really close to Portuguese, so it's this really rich mix of cultures, and it was just incredible.
They actually have my favorite food in the whole world, which is Galician octopus.
It's delicious. I ate so much pulpo in Galicia. It is kind of terrifying. I'm surprised I have not started growing tentacles.
Actually, my nickname among family may or may not be pulpo. Because I love pulpo. And they have this octopus. My grandfather, every Sunday, my grandfather was from Spain, from northern Spain, and he would every Sunday take us to eat pulpo a la gallega. And it's like this octopus, like with tentacles the size of tires.
Yeah.
Okay, like really thick and juicy, and with olive oil all over, and a boiled potato, and pimenton, like red pepper powder.
Sure.
Delicious.
Oh, no, it's
the
it best
is so
thing.
Good.
Let's listen to some more music while I go and hunt an octopus. you brought Troker. What? Troker is a band from Mexico, and
that
I've seen them live.
Too. That is true.
Okay, tell us about them.
So you are going to hear them, and you're going to say, okay, Womex, it's all about world music. And then you're going to hear Troker, and you're going to say, wait, what? Kind of like you just did. I think we should listen to it first and then talk about it.
Okay, this is Troker, and this is their track, Príncipe Charro.
So I've seen Troker in Mexico City, and this is very interesting because it's like Troker has a very like hipster vibe, you know, like Mexican hipster vibe.
Totally.
And like, this is not the Troker I'm used to. Maybe.
This is what their album sounds like. I had the album in the car for like 2 weeks straight, the only thing I could qualify it as is heavy metal jazz.
Exactly. And it's funny that you say that, Felix, because that's exactly what a friend and I were staying there saying, because I had never heard them before. I sort of made a point of going to the showcase without knowing anything about them.
That's awesome.
And they came out, and it's like this heavy, heavy jazz with some funk. And there's a little bit of hip hop in that track, Príncipe Charro. And there's also, you know, you don't want to say Mexicans equal mariachi, but there's something about those horns sometimes
sure.
that sort of has a little nuance of mariachi there.
Mexican band Troque representing heavy metal jazz in world music.
And I think it really brings out one of the great qualities of Womex and the quote-unquote world music scene today is that, no, these are not people coming out wearing native costumes, performing traditional folk music. You know, all music is world music, right? It all comes from a time and place. And Troquer has just as much right to be at a world music event as anybody else. And it's not just because they're from Mexico. It's a snapshot of where musicians in these places are at this time in 2014. And I thought it was just so great. And I was just blown away by their chops, and they have a great stage show and all the rest. But I was really happy to see them. And I hear that they're coming to the U.S. again pretty soon.
Oh, so that would be great. I'd love to see them. These guys remind me of, jazz fans may remember, a band called Last Exit. And they were, oh my gosh, one writer said something like, they are louder and more heavy than a rock band, this jazz band. It was Sonny Sharrock on guitar, Peter Brochman on saxophone, Ronald Shannon Jackson on drums, and Bill Laswell on bass. They're all guys who pushed the envelope of jazz, and they did it with those albums. And I think these guys are like the nephews of Last Exit.
I love that. They're Mexican kin.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're just, I love them.
Tell me about David Salvado and the song Cavalinho.
David Salvado was one of my very favorite discoveries from Womex this year. He's a young traditional singer from Galicia, so he was right at home in his pocket and brought friends to his showcase. And he sings folk tunes in his native region. And, you know, he comes on stage and he's wearing sort of torn, speaking of hipster, like torn hipster clothing and a lot of jewelry.
But I think that a hipster from Galicia is a gipster.
Yeah, that somehow doesn't sound right. There's an hipster for everyone. Okay, so David Salvado is, you know, that guy. And he comes out on stage and you think clearly he's fronting an indie rock band. There's just no way that he isn't. And he opens his mouth and you hear this incredible sweet tenor just pouring out folk music.
Meu cavalinho cavalo, meu cavalinho redondo, e aí te de cortar las pernas, se tu me levas no lo. Meu cavalinho cavalo, meu cavalinho redondo, deite de para o ambiente, se tu me levas no lombo, lerela.
Beautiful, and the lyrics are very beautiful about a horse, about his horse, right? It's like an ode.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. Yeah. Not speaking Galician or Portuguese, but yeah, the title is Cavalinho, so a little horse, right?
Yes.
And it's just beautiful. And I heard him actually twice in Spain this trip. In the days before Womex, a Spanish friend of mine named Rafa Cochera, he produces concerts out in the wild. And he streams them on the internet in this crazy, wonderful solar-powered setup. And he arranged for Davide and some other musicians to give a concert in a 9th-century monastery. Ooh. In this tiny little chapel out in the green wilderness in the edge of a hoof, and it was just spectacular.
Okay, a musical DNA moment. So we hear all these different influences in the vocals. Our producer Jessica Goldstein says that she thought she heard something from, you know, like almost like a cantor, like singing. So there's that element in the vocal of just all these different influences, of that part of the world being a crossroads. And then at the end, just in the last two measures, he starts, the rhythm section starts beating out like a 6-8 cowbell pattern in Afro-Cuban style.
I think we can't forget that Galicia is such a crossroads. Yes. You know, Santiago de Compostela is one of the most important Catholic pilgrimage sites in the world. And you have a place where there was a big Jewish population in that part of Spain. And obviously, you know, that's part of Europe. It's a crossroads for so many people, the Celts, as we said. So you hear all these things. You know, I can't help but think about, speaking of food, along with the pulpo, the most popular dessert in Santiago is this almond cake called Tarta de Santiago. And it's almonds and eggs and sugar and a little lemon and orange zest, and that's pretty much it. And the wonderful cookbook writer Claudia Rodin, who specializes in Middle Eastern food and also in Jewish food, said, well, that's indistinguishable from a cake from Passover that has no flour in it. You know, it's a very homey nut cake. So, I mean, the crossroads are musical, they're culinary, they're religious, they're cultural, you know, and they're linguistic. And I really feel like Davide's music is one of those places that you hear those come to bear.
Well, let's move on to the next country, Portugal.
This artist, the singer and guitarist Lula Pena from Portugal, she brings in all kinds of things. She brings in Portuguese fado and sort of folk songs, along with French chanson like cabaret music, and hints of bossa nova and Cape Verdean music and the Morna tradition there, which is kind of like a cousin to fado. And she does it in this way that's obviously more self-consciously crafting and juxtaposing things together. But she does this in this, it's hard to say, it's self-consciously doing it and also incredibly organic. And the stage presentation is just so natural and vital and theatrical. I had a very hard time, even when I was racing from showcase to showcase, I found it really hard to tear myself away from her voice.
Thank you.
That song had a lovely oud solo. Just amazing.
Yeah, beautiful. I love it so much. I can't help but bring it to you guys. Yeah. Even though she did a solo set at Womack's, it's just so beautiful. And there's such a smokiness to her voice. It kind of reminds me of some of the great Nueva Canción singers that I personally just adore and feel a real, I don't know, heart kinship with, I guess.
And once again, that mixing, you know, the Señora do Almortao, like the Lady of Almortao. Yeah, I was just thinking, like, even in the language, you know, like, words in Spanish that start with A-L come from Arabic, you know, and so much of our language is actually Arabic, you know, when we say, I hope so, ojalá, you know, we're saying, you know, if Allah wills. I think it goes to, like, this same kind of moral of the story or conclusion that when you have people living side by side, it doesn't really matter if you want, you can't build fences around music and food and language. It's going to mix. I mean, just look at our language, the Spanish language. Or, you know, Anastasia, you're of Greek heritage. I mean,
I am, but my family's from Egypt, from Alexandria.
There you go.
So my family's second language was Arabic, but that was super common. People say, oh, that's amazing. No, no, that's how things happened. You know, you live in a port city like Alexandria, and that kind of intermingling is totally normal. And that's totally how we identify culturally.
But you did bring an artist from Latin America.
I did.
Guayo Cedeño from Honduras.
I heard so many great artists from Central and Latin America. It was super exciting to see, and Guayo Cedeño is definitely one of them. He has, up to this point, mostly been known as a sideman. He has been in the bands of two of the great Central American artists who have emerged, the late Andy Palacio from Belize, who died several years ago and just had a beautiful, sweet voice and sweet guitar, and was sort of on the ascent in his international career and died very suddenly. And Guasadeño has also played with the Honduran vocalist Aurelio Martinez. And now Guayo is stepping into the spotlight with his own band. It's this great thing. He has this very psychedelic rock guitar thing going, sort of laid over Latin dance rhythms.
You know, we've featured Aurelio Martinez on our show recently, and when you combine those amazing guitar influences that come from that culture, the Garífuna culture, which is itself is a mixture of African and indigenous from Central America, and then add this heavy, almost surf guitar reverb sound.
Yeah, yeah.
My mind is officially blown.
I loved it. And I have to say, and totally, the Garífuna thing is absolutely happening. And Aurelio actually came out during the Womack show to do a guest appearance with Guayo's band. And it's clear that Guayo Sedeño was having such a good time blowing the crowd's minds. You know, he would have this very impish little smile as he took solos. And you're right, it's the total surf guitar sound, which I loved. And, you know, all those octave jumps that doing with the reverb. For me, it works.
Okay, next up, a way cool sound collage. This is Batida with the track Pobre y Rico. Okay, this is obviously built for the dance club because the grooves go on and on and on, and you can lose yourself in the rhythm. But like I said, this is another example of the creative use of the studio, and these guys were drawing from some very distinct musical sources.
So the name of the project is Batida, and it's a project founded by this guy, Pedro Canal, who's half Angolan and half Portuguese. So he and his collaborators sample old Angolan African dance tracks from the 1970s and layer in modern EDM and also very specifically Angolan electronic dance music, a form called Kuduro. And they have managed to do what I think a lot of interesting, cool sound collage artists can do in the studio, but haven't figured out how to do for a live show, which is make it exciting to watch.
Wow.
You know, there are things that sound fantastic on the ears, but you get to the show and it's just a guy with a laptop and that's not much to look at. This is sort of a full-blown event, right? There are dancers, there are visuals that are projected, there are MCs, and it has this incredible dance rhythm, and, you know, and almost inevitably, I think there are some social commentary woven through some of the songs. This song that we just heard is Pobre Rico, Poor and Rich, right? And it's a really full and vital and exciting stage show.
Okay, next up, some music from a very remote and little-known part of the world.
The Latin American Republic of Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona. I was thrilled to see this band at WOMEX because they are very near and dear to my heart and to lots of us here at NPR Music, I think, and Al Latino. It is the recently renamed Orquesta Mendoza, which used to be known as Sergio Mendoza y su Orquesta. And we're going to hear their tune, La Rienda.
Toma la rienda, no te manea. Toma la rienda, no te manea.
Lo que te retaca las venas y te condena, y te condena. Que te retaca las venas y te condena, y te condena. No te dejes engañar por la mentira, que canto la blanca rosa, no dice nada. Nada, que saben que tu energía no es solo taco, tortilla, que saben que tu energía no es solo taco, tortilla. Toma la rienda que te entienda, no te manes, no te manes. Toma la rienda que te entienda, no te manes, no te manes.
Toma la rienda, no te maneas. Toma la rienda, no te maneas.
We'll be right back.
So we're hearing all kinds of things there, right? Sergio says that there's indie mambo, and he occasionally calls it Mexican mambo, and cumbia, and merengue, and, well, not so much in the song, but also ranchera, and all these sort of Latin American styles, and Central American styles, and American styles.
And peanut butter and jelly. They're talking about that in the lyrics.
And peanut butter and jelly. And all delivered, like, flawlessly to my ear, but also with a real wink and a smile. There's a sort of singer-dancer resident showman in the band named Salvador Duran. And it's a show, you know, and you're supposed to have a great time.
You know, I spent an hour talking to Sergio Mendoza at South by Southwest last year, and he is a guy with a very, very distinct musical vision.
Great music on this week's show. Felix, where can I find this music?
You can hear all the tracks in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And also, listeners should follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Anastasia, obviously, you will chime into the different conversations happening on our Facebook and our Twitter, npr.org/altlatino.
I am so looking forward to it. Thank you guys for having me.
Anastasia Siulkas from NPR Music. Come back anytime, but bring a lot of CDs.
Okay.
And maybe instead of coming back, take me with you.
Okay. Yeah. We'll go eat pulpo. How's that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
And this has been Alt Latino. Soy un perro abandonado pa' que me vengan con cuentos.
Guitarra,
toma la rienda
con mi corazón de cedro,
toma la rienda,
por eso nunca me quiebro,
toma la rienda
y en mi pecho una campana,
toma la rienda,
es la trova campirana,
toma la rienda
como el cantar de un jilguero.
Toma la rienda,
por eso soy jaranero.
Vámonos. Toma la rienda
y afino bien mi garganta. Y mi corazón levanta.